Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
Bump a little honey on the lone highway. Left it for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion, and as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters, no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Good morning, everyone. Coming to you live from somewhere in the Middle East, it is Saturday morning's hottest streaming media political talk show, Inside the Eye, live with The Fedge.
If it was up to me, I'd dump the Israelis tomorrow.
Heck, did I just hear someone tell a standing member of Congress that if it were up to them, they would dump the Israelis tomorrow? Sounds like something you might hear right here on Inside the Eye Live.
What a man. Oh, my God, you have to listen to that show. He was brilliant. I didn't know he had gonads of steel like that and a mind like a frigging razor. I didn't realize he was so clear. He cut through this that cognitive dissonance that is going on in the whole Patriot music movement.
And now it's time for Inside the Eye Live, intelligent media for the politically aware. All right, everybody. From Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia, this is The Fetch, and you are alive Inside the Eye. Today's date is Saturday, January the 15th, 2022, and a good Saturday morning to all of you listening in the United States and Canada, and a good late afternoon to early evening to everybody listening out there in European and Asian time zones, and of course wherever you are listening out there on the World Wide Web or FM and micro FM broadcasting outlets, may all be well with you and yours. A kind of a cool day here in Riyadh, overcast, rain throughout the day. We had rain pretty much starting, I don't know, Friday morning or so, lots of sustained rain, frankly. We're on the leading edge of a very, very big storm that has actually dropped some measurable amounts of snow in my old hangout of Amman. Good friend of ours from back in the day sent a live stream Facebook page, a Facebook stream, showing the snow coming down in Amman, and I kind of missed the snow. I missed the cool weather, but at least today, and yesterday, we've been having a little bit of inclement weather here. We've certainly had some measurable rain going out today, just a little bit. Some of the streets are semi-flooded, and that's normal here in Riyadh. So when it does rain, I tend to not want to go out and about. I remember one time years years ago, trying to get back from the airport to what they call North Ring Road. And it took, I swear, about 2.5 hours and never did get to my destination. So the roads here can be very, very bad during heavy rainstorms. So generally, if there is going to be measurable rain, I tend to just take the day off. It's okay, man. I'm not going to get stuck for 2, 3, 4 hours out there just trying to get home because the roads just aren't going to let you go through. And I've had that happen to me multiple times over the years here. So today and yesterday was kind of a lazy day for yours truly here. And what can I say? 73 degrees was the high today. We're sitting now at what, 69-ish, I would assume, something like that. No, we're sitting at 70 degrees at just after 5 o'clock in the afternoon, or 6 o'clock in the evening, really. We're going to be going down to an overnight low of 62 degrees, and we still have a 65% chance of rain going in through the evening. It was just raining here about, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, but it's been more just really quick spurts of cells just kind of dropping by, not the sustained rain we've had throughout most of yesterday and into the evening. So I catch you. See, we're not always hot and dry here. I guess you guys in America, you got a big storm coming in. I'm not sure about that, but I believe you've got a massive storm coming in your area on the eastern side. I haven't done too much research on it, so I can't comment too much about it. But nonetheless, it's, I guess, pretty big. And we're going to start off just to get this going here, just because I'm kind of like getting caught up myself. There was this kind of a spoof, satire thing about a guy that says he now identifies as a vaccinated person. And, of course, nowadays where you're not allowed to go out anywhere in the world unless you are, quote, unquote, vaccinated, these types of spoofs can be actually pretty entertaining. Don't know who this guy is. He looks like he might be Filipino or Chinese, something to that, but clearly an American guy also. And kind of let's just start this with a little bit of fun.
I'm a trans vaccinated person. This is my story.
What is a trans vaccinated person?
A trans vaccinated person, it's someone who was born into the wrong body. I was born into a non-vaccinated person's body. And I knew at a very young age that I was meant to be a vaccinated person. So now I identify as a vaccinated person. And my preferred pronouns are vax and V.
How do you become a trans-vaccinated person?
So you don't have to go through any hormone treatments or hormone blockers. And you don't even have to take the vaccines or any booster shots. Just like how transsexuals can transform, all you have to do is change your status on your government documentations. Just like how you can change your gender for your birth certificate or your driver license, you can also change your status for your vaccine passport.
Why did you become a trans-vaccinated person?
I wanted to be able to go to restaurants, go to movies, go to bars, just like everyone else. And the Democrats has done a very great job in providing a safe space for people who are vaccinated. Just like what they did back in the days with like a color restroom and a non-color restroom, or like the restaurant for color people and restaurant for non-color people, or the bus for color people and bus for non-color people. They separated people by color. And just like now, they're separating people by your vaccine passport status. Also, just like the 1940s Germany, when everyone had a identification card and all the Jews had a J, literally a J, written on their identification card, and they were denied with any type of service.
What is your message to all the unvaccinated people?
I know I'm not alone out there. I know a lot of people feel like me, and I just want to tell you guys that it is never too late to come out of your big closet, and you can embrace who you are. If you feel like you have been born into the wrong body, you can always identify as a trans-vaccinated person. And this community is all about pride. That's what a trans-vaccinated...
Damn. That was very incoherent. Are you going to edit this? Or...
Yeah, I'm going to edit all of it. I'm going to try to piece it together. All right.
That's a little kind of fun to start the show today. You know, I'll tell you, it's very difficult nowadays here in Saudi Arabia. Of course, they're now into... triple booster season, the coming home today, the testing facility was actually just absolutely jam-packed, which is not a great thing, because what that tells you, frankly, is we have a long ways to go in educating people. Here in Saudi, it's very difficult to take things directly to the people. In other words, they have to go research it. The government keeps a very tight lock down on what is acceptable to be spread inside of their internet circles. So people like myself, of course, are not even going to bother trying to spread information within their networks. It's their country. If they want to keep their people kind of locked down and in ignorance, there's nothing much you or I could do about that. The result of that is just like you see in so many other countries around the world, they're lining up to get tested. It's not as much as before. Like last year was absolutely insane. It's still insane today, but not like last year. I do hear from very reliable sources that there is growing resistance to the triple jab, especially, well, not especially, they don't even know probably. But if you heard Borla last week, he basically said, look, my vaccine sucked. Now, he didn't quite say it that way. He may as well have said that, but he said straight up, my product doesn't work, and so therefore you should go take one additional booster shot. And
we know that the two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any. The three doses with a booster, they offer reasonable protection against hospitalization and deaths. Against deaths, I think, very good. Less protection against infection. Now, we are working on a new version of our vaccine, the 1.1, let me put it that way, that will cover Omicron as well. And, of course, we are waiting to have the final results. The vaccine will be ready in March.
So that's the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla. Basically, apparently he was talking to the double jab. He's saying, you know, guys, sorry about that. We're sorry to get you all locked in and double jabbed up. But don't worry. It's not so effective. But if you just, excuse me, take one additional one, everything's going to be fine. We can probably possibly keep you out of the hospital. The problem is Bourla just doesn't seem to, you know, he's Jewish, guys. He's not nearly as smart as you guys think. Let's be honest. Bourla Pfizer is surviving right now on control of the political system, control of governments, control of health and pharmacy boards, et cetera, et cetera. They're not winning because they have a winning product. They are winning because they are absolutely jamming this thing down everybody's arms and into their systems by absolute totalitarian coercion. Now, for me, this shows that Bourla, Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson, they are essentially engaging in a coordinated plan to kill Americans, kill many people around the world. I heard today, I don't know if it's verified or not, but somebody was talking to me about the Philippines, and she was telling me that there was a tape, an actual recorded session with Duterte, saying that he wants to sacrifice 80% of the Filipino people. And consequently, that means that there's no reason to send them back to school. There is no reason to let them go out for food. There is no reason. You're talking about a sitting president of a country, if this is actually true, talking about genociding 80% of his population. Now, based on the actions that we have seen in the Philippines, we have to take this conspiracy, because I can't not say it's proved yet, but we have to take it as a potentiality. People are not allowed to travel. There are now checkpoints every 20, 30 kilometers. If you are not vaccinated, you are not allowed to move. If you're not vaccinated and you are found to be outside, they will throw you in jail, fine you who knows what, take away more of your rights. What we're looking at, everybody, is total lawlessness by governments the world over for what? To give money, your money, national treasury from your countries to Jewish companies like Pfizer so that what? He can get up there on Yahoo Finance or whatever that interview or wherever that interview was and tell you straight up, look, my product doesn't work. It's never been effective. He didn't say it's never been effective, but it's never been effective. In fact, it's highly dangerous. And that's where we're at today. We are being faced with a CEO, in this case, Albert Bourla, telling you, the general public, listen, my product doesn't work. It doesn't work. He tells you straight up, it doesn't work. If you take the booster, which is like hitting your head up against the wall, not twice, but three times, and thinking that your headache is going to go away, well, okay, you can do that. But obviously, for most of us who are rational, hitting our head up against the wall twice and then thinking a third time is going to help the headache go away, obviously, this is just insanity. You're just doing the same thing over and over and over again. It doesn't work. So why, seriously, are countries, their health officials, going down this continued route of forcing people to take a product that even the head of that company, Bourla, who's like the kingpin of this whole mafia on the corporate side, is telling you it doesn't work? Why? Think about it. It's insanity. But what it tells you is that there is a very clear malice on behalf of the current leadership of this planet. You know, I have to wonder. There's nothing to do with health going on in this world. Nothing about therapeutics, nothing about early treatments, nothing about improving your immune system, nothing about improving your health. It's all about take the vaccine, take the vaccine, take the vaccine, take the vaccine. It's just stupid. Again, we are dealing with an intellectually bankrupt elite. Plain and simple. This is an intellectually bankrupt elite. Now, for me, they're planning what? It's certainly not to help people. It really appears at this stage that we are looking at a depopulation program being conducted by the CDC, being conducted by Anthony Fauci and the NIH, being conducted by the U.S. Congress, which is a treasonous organization, guys. This is a treasonous organization. Being conducted by health departments the world over, being conducted by equally the various medical advisory boards like the World Health Organization, the FDA, etc. This is a depopulation plan. There was a story coming out of Ecuador, and I think those of you who listen to Scorpio's show after this one, you know he lived up in Ecuador for a while. And there was a story coming out of one particular village. There were 100 people roughly in this village. After the booster, two people died virtually immediately. One died within about 3 to 5 days. And there have been a number of people now that are absolutely damaged. That means in one particular tiny little village, 3% of the population was eliminated instantly. Another 3 to 4% of the population was taken out of circulation, meaning that they are going to become wards of somebody, and that means the wealth of that particular village is going to flow to the Pfizers of the world, the medical system that now exists within Ecuador. In other words, it's all free, but nothing's free. They're going to make it back on the back end. Heard another story. The child got injected, had a particular boil. The jab was free, but it cost, in peso term, 20,000 peso to do the surgery to try to fix the thing. Again, what is this? This is called a wealth transfer. Literally, you are having these various pharmaceutical companies working with the medical industries in all these countries, first of all with the payoffs, but second saying, hey, look, our vaccines work. They are going to make people sick in ways you can't imagine. And the more people we make sick inside of your countries, just imagine how much money you are going to make by having to cure people from the myriads of diseases our mRNA technology is going to impose upon the populations of your country. Guys, this is a win-win situation. We get to depopulate 3 to 5% of the population pretty quickly. You get a steady supply of customers. The wealth of all of the countries inured to the benefit of the medical industry and the pharmaceutical companies, and we continue to buy off the politicians in order to continue this racket on infinitum until we did get the desired population reduction we are looking for. Now, that may sound a bit strange or a bit wild-eyed or bug-eyed conspiracy, but what else could it be at this stage? Think about it. What else could it be? They don't want to educate the children anymore. Why? You don't need to educate somebody you plan to kill off. Think about it. If the life expectancy is about 5 years from now, why bother educating people? Seriously, why would you bother? It doesn't make any sense. Let's run out to the phones. Cody, hi, welcome to Inside the Eye Live.
Morning, Fetch.
Good
morning. I'll try to keep my South Carolina accent down here a little bit. I spent too much time in Kentucky, actually.
It was North Carolina. North Carolina, not South Carolina.
Well, I'm from North Dakota, but I spent 20 years down around Kentucky, so I always pick it up.
When I was a kid, I'll tell you a fun story about Kentucky. When I was a kid, my father, we were a lower middle class family, all right? Very lower middle class. Mother was a bookkeeper, worked for a Jewish guy, actually, but he got busted for running drugs, I believe, at some point in time with his private jet. He was a big sponsor of the Indy 500. He always used to sponsor the first four laps of the race, you know? So if you led that lap, you took money from Mr. Joe. And then the father was a welder in the, not really the aerospace. He was actually in the prison systems doing the penal, basically the piss pots for the prisons back in the day. And he got a job offer in Kentucky. And we, for a very serious point in time, we were actually thinking of becoming Kentuckians, but we never made it. I got to grow up on the beaches and I heard Kentucky is beautiful, but I'll tell you, America, Los Angeles in the 70s was a fantastic place.
Yeah. It's, Kentucky's pretty and people are, pretty nice. People you deal with for the most part are pretty nice. And, where was I going with this conversation? Oh, I guess I called about, Patriot Front. Are you familiar with them?
I'm not.
You're not at all. Well, they've kind of been purged off of social media. You might go on Gab. They just posted that they were having a big, rally in Chicago. What's interesting about Patriot Front is that they are a bunch of young guys that really push each other to stay physically fit. Mm. And I'd say that they are making the feds nervous because you got a bunch of young, fit, physically fit, pissed off young men that are constantly having rallies and raising hell. They haven't got to the point of getting close to violence, but they're capable of it.
Is Patriot Front largely white?
I think so. I can't remember if they totally are, but they got some really cool videos, but they've pretty well been purged. So you'll need to go in and type in, I think it's patriotfront.us, I think, .us. I tried to actually share it one time with Messenger and it literally would not let me share it with friends, not even posting it, trying to put it on Messenger. It wouldn't let you. So they've definitely been purged. Mm. You can find their posts on Gab, so I encourage everybody to go there. They have a page on Telegram. I believe it's open. And, everybody, if you're not on Telegram, you need to be, people. That's, there's a little bit of censorship when you download off the stores, the app stores. But if you download the PC app directly, there's no censorship. There's different, talk groups and, where you can literally talk to each other. Actually, there's video now.
Telegram's Russian and I would vouch for it equally. The information I'm able to pull off Telegram is amazing. We've become basically a Telegram show. I'm getting a lot of my stories from Telegram, not from Gab. Yep. Gab still contributes. Mine still contributes. Individual research and you guys sending me stories still contribute equally. But I'll tell you, Telegram, I'm actually impressed. The Russians are doing it right.
Yeah, you've got to give props to those engineers there. They're doing a hell of a job. And you got to condemn WhatsApp, because on WhatsApp, you can only have a group if you know people to invite. Like, I've never been able to figure out on WhatsApp if you can go search the groups and join it. But on Telegram, you can do that. You can, you know, any kind of group you want to just search and you'll find it. And if it's open group, you can join it. And, you know, some of the groups have voice chatting. So when you're lonely on a weekend or something, there's people talking and sharing ideas. It's really a neat platform. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just was curious if you followed them much. I just think, you know, all these groups tend to get infiltrated, but, so what? They're still making the feds nervous with a bunch of pissed off young men that are physically fit. You know, that's the big thing, that they are capable of war if they decide to go to that level.
I personally think we should support the youth in this. You know, we've all done our fighting in our younger days, and I can tell you I was shot up pretty bad with electronics, so much so that I had literally patterns from the microwaves on my chest, where they actually burned my chest, and I had welts that are like, I don't know, literally probably 50, that more than 50 thousandths, maybe an eighth of an inch. It was terrible burns. And the doctors just said, look, whoever's capable of doing that, I don't want to document it because I have five kids. And the doctors wouldn't even document it for me.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't when you're working at telecom. It was somebody trying to target you.
Huh? Yeah, Jesus. Because I was tracking things that are pretty deep stuff equally. And so this was their way of trying to take me down. And so we fought it, guys. You know, we've been there, done that. And I think we owe it to the younger generation to lend our support, our knowledge. I know a lot of them are like us, you know, screw the old guys. What do they know? You know what I mean? Yeah, it's what's up, boomer. You know, but it's like, you guys ain't even been nowhere near where a lot of us have been. And if you're too stupid to listen to us, we can't help you, but we're still going to be there to support, because it is the future of our country and our people. So no choice.
What's up? There's a Daryl that's on with Michael Gatti. You ever listen to his show?
I don't. I'll tell you what. Why don't you hold that? Why don't you just stay on over the break? I know you're calling in, but just stay on over the break, because we're going into a break. Yeah. It's the Fetch, everybody, with Cody out in, I believe, Kentucky. Back right after this.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio, 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 Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
Bump a little honey on the lone highway. Left it for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Inside the Eye Live, intelligent media for the politically aware. It is again Saturday, January the 15th, 2022. We're going, I guess, 2 years now into what has really become an absolute stupid thing on this planet, but we're having to deal with it. Let's run back out to Cody. Cody, I don't even remember what you were talking about, man, but welcome back.
Yeah, I was going to talk about Michael Gaddy.
Oh, yes. I didn't
tomorrow.
Want to cut you off because, yeah, it was something about here. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Well, he was – Michael's on Thursdays is on a show called Your DIY. I think it's on Eurofolk Radio. Anyway, they had a really good show the other day. You can find it on CastBox on Your DIY, and it was basically – he was correlating how, you know, secession – you know, it's supposedly constitutional, you know, Bill of Rights, you have the right, natural right to secession, you know, but they try to say in the courts you don't. And, you know, when states tried it, they made war on, you know, civil war started because of that. And he was correlating that to, you know, if you had a daughter that was in an abusive relationship, would you tell her that she can't leave it? You know, and he was correlating how can you, you know, just under natural law, how can you possibly say that somebody, you know, can't leave an abusive relationship? And then he outlined all the ways that the U.S. government abuses the people. And I think that's a really good marketing for counter propaganda. That's a term I'd push with a lot of people. Said, hey, the Patriots have to start real counter propaganda. We need to come up with little marketing terms, you know, like, you know, for example, like, do you realize that women only have about 15 years of fertility, give or take a little bit? I mean, most women aren't going to get pregnant right away at 18. You know, this whole depopulation agenda. So we need to start the counter propaganda with young women to get them more interested in family and not just screwing around, you know, until they run out of time. And, you know, so that's another counter propaganda point. So I come up with these little things that we need to, you know, really instill upon people how, you know, the government is acting like an abusive spouse and we have every right to change it and leave it. And, anyway, Mike's show is on tomorrow at, I think it's 5 Central, 6 East, Addicted to Your thoughts on history. He's done a lot of studying of what's really happened. You know, isn't it interesting that during the Constitutional Convention, they made everybody swear, I think it was 50 or 55 years of secrecy. And isn't that interesting that that's exactly about, no, Pfizer wanted 75, I think. Maybe they figure people are living a little longer, you know. So if you're in your 40s or 50s, in 50 years, they figure you're dead. So, you know, that 50 years of secrecy. You know, why do you need to have secrecy agreement of what was discussed at the Constitutional Convention if this is supposedly such a good document? You know, it was a coup against the Articles of Confederation, and people need to research that and understand that. You know, Articles of Confederation, 100% of the states had to agree or it didn't get passed. And the oligarchs of the day, you know, they couldn't push through their BS, you know, with that. So, that's an interesting point, but no, I encourage everybody to check out Patriot Front. I think the feds are scared of them. I'm sure they've probably infiltrated them, but you know, either way, you know, everybody needs to get healthier. If we're going to go to some kind of revolution, get healthier, you know, my God, this country, the amount of obesity, the, you know, 60-70% of people are low on vitamin D, you know, at least take a little bit of D. That's one of the most important supplements with their finding with immunity. And you know, they're finding the people that keep their D levels, I think above 45 or so, basically have no, you know, if they catch COVID, they just don't, they don't end up, you know, getting close to dying from it at all.
And yeah, also keep your alkaline blood at a more alkaline level, I believe it is, you know, just because you can't excuse or what's the word I'm looking for? Not excuse, but dismiss. You can't dismiss that they're going to launch another biological attack. You just can't, you know, from what we hear is going on in China right now. So the better you are able to fend off whatever is being put out there, if it is indeed biological, then there should be a biological response to it. And that's the healthiest immune system you can have is probably going to be your best response to that.
Here's something a lot of people don't know, that all the research now is pointing to the K vitamins with D. And there's actually doctors on YouTube, you can listen to them, that have literally gotten rid of plaquing, artery plaquing by using the K2 because it helps mobilize the calcium in a better way in conjunction with the D. You know, so if people feel kind of hopeless because they've got some, you know, plaquing and all, you know, that, you know, give it, take some D2 with or D3 with K2. And, there's something else I was going to mention with you, but, anyway, give the rabbi hell when he calls in. He,
well, you know, we hadn't heard from him for a while, so it was like, all right, you know, he's part of the family in an extended way. So it's like, all right, how you doing, Rick?
Yep. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Dennis. And you have thanks for your hard work and have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Cody. That's Cody, everybody out somewhere in the mountains of Kentucky, something like that. We have Patriot Front. Yeah, I just saw somebody did post something Patriot Front to me there. I don't know much about it. Obviously, I believe it's absolutely critical at this stage that resistance in any form or fashion needs to be happening. It doesn't matter where you are. Just every little tiny message is going to help. Every little tiny bit of resistance is going to help. It's going to take just literally something everywhere. A wrench here, a spike in the road there, whatever you need to make it a little bit more difficult, just do it. If it's going to be going after your health industry, going after your medical boards, going after your school boards, going after your local politicians, going after the federal politicians. I'm not sure why that was popped up, but hello, welcome to Inside the AI Line.
Hi, Fetch, it's Art.
Art, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. How you been?
you know, pretty good. I'm always pretty good, and that's a good thing. Allows me to do this consistently because I generally keep myself pretty even keel regardless of everything going around me.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do as well. So I listened to a lot of Frank's speech, and they attacked Mike Lindell in the last couple of days. They want to cancel his bank, wants to him to leave, take all. You know, whether it was the Fed or whoever, and told the bank, you need to get Mike Lindell out of there because he could cause you a problem. And, you know, if he gets indicted or whatever, you don't want that advertised, you know, you don't want that in the media. And you know, giving a bunch of bullshit. Mike says, can you believe this guy? He says, there's no way I'm leaving this bank. He says, I want everybody call to action right now. He put all their numbers up and he said, I want everybody to call this Minnesota Bank and Trust or whatever it's called, and tell them you don't want Mike Lindell to leave there. And he said, man, you do not want to mess with me on this. He goes, I don't have time to come over there and cancel my bank account. I'm too busy trying to save this country. And, you know, it's either you're with me or you're not with me. And just like Bed Bath & Beyond, he said, Bed Bath & Beyond canceled him in their stores, and now they're going out of business because millions of people stopped going to Bed Bath & Beyond. So he's got a lot of clout.
That would be very good news.
It's pretty interesting. And, also, I believe they all are in the death phase right now, you know, population control. They're in the death phase because, you know, with the, was it you that were telling us about the three guys over in Australia? They used a microwave weapon on and fried them, and their heads were smoking.
I did raise that story. One of those was in Iraq, not Australia. One was Iraq, one was Israel. And if it's now happened down in Australia, that would be something that I would like to know about, because that would then show a pattern of this phenomena in more than just the Middle East.
I thought it was Australia, but I might be wrong. But that's what the graphene's for, you know, if you resist in any way. But, you know, the people that are getting the vaccine aren't resisting. So I don't really know what's going on with that. But I believe that's what the graphene is for. To, you know, it's an obey thing, you know, obey or we'll fry you, you know, or something like that. You know, these people are so freaking evil.
No, we are talking.
And, you know, it's got to be fight to the death. Once it comes to actual war, everybody has to be called to action. Everybody has to get armed. And they are scared of us, I believe. And they should be scared because there are so many people that are ready for them. And you know, they're saying, come on, man, I'm ready for you. You just try to take my weapons. You know, there's a lot of people out there, and I really believe we're in a good position, and there's a lot of good stuff, you know, going on too. So they are very afraid of us because we are strong and we are many, and they are weak and they are few. You know, I'm feeling pretty good about things right now, but there's a lot of doctors that are getting together, and they're even talking about starting their own health system. By the way, Dr. Zelenko has a package he's put together that's basically a lot of vitamin D, like that gentleman said earlier. And he said you can take up to like 10,000, you know, 10,000 IU over or something. And some people that blood pressure goes up. If your blood pressure goes up, you may not want to take it. But Zelenko's got this thing, and it's free. It's free to, keep you from getting COVID. Also, another thing that a lot of people don't know about is nasal spray. If you use nasal spray, the the viruses can't stick to your nose for some reason. Now, I don't know how that works, but you'd think it would stick to your nose if your nose was wet.
Well,
but for some reason, the virus can't stick to your nose.
Look, at
so
this
you
stage,
get nasal
Art,
spray,
Art,
that can keep you from getting sick.
Art, here's my opinion on this thing. Whatever was released died literally summer of 2020. We're in cold and flu season. Let's not play up anything. It's cold and flu season. I've never panicked over cold and flu season. When people in my work got sick next to me during cold and flu season, and I got sick a couple of days later, nobody made a big fuss out of it. We all just kind of went along, like chiding our coworker. Man, you got me sick, and just let it go at that. And we all got healthy and got back to work. We didn't whine and cry and hide in our beds or inside of our closets. This has all become nonsense. We need to just put an end to it and just say it's nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. All of it needs to disappear, and we need to begin the roundups of the hospital boards, the hospital doctors, the medical boards, the CDC personnel, FDA personnel, NIH, all the way through that we're behind this crime against humanity. That's where our focus should be on. How do we begin the arrest and takedown of this cabal? Let's not worry about what's out there. Listen, it's cold and flu season. Let's move on. If you get me sick with the cold, I'm not like, why should I? Hey, Art, you know what? You almost killed me, man. I got a cold last week. Give me a, you know, that's life. You know what I mean? Because that's where they want us to take this. Let's finish this nonsense. That's where I'm at. Art, let me run because I got a lot to cover.
Okay, we should fear not. And you have a great show, man, and I love you. Thanks for all your great work.
All right, thanks, Art. That's Art, everybody in St. Louis. And, guys, I'm serious about that. Enough is enough is enough. Let's stop talking about all this virus and all this nonsense. Look, it's cold and flu season. Would everybody wake up a little bit, go get your NyQuil, go get whatever you need to make yourself better because you got some symptoms, and stop thinking that you're going to die tomorrow because you got a cold. All that does is feed into the paranoia. It feeds into the nonsense being put out by the Tony Faucis, the Rochelle Walensky's, the NIH, the FDA, Biden, Trump. You might as well add Trump into that at this stage. I'm not too happy with that guy right now. So all of this is just nonsense. Let's now focus. How do we start to reverse the damage that this criminal cabal has done to you, to me, to our countries, to the world? How do we do it? That's where the energy should be going at. Forget about talking about the progressives and the liberals and all that nonsense. We know at this stage, this is a plot. It is a plan. It is a conspiracy. It's not even a secret anymore. All of these leaders around the world that have participated in this thing, there should be a warning shot put out, so that they understand that this is not going to be a cakewalk just because you think it is. You know, there was something sent to me this week from actually one of you guys, the listeners. We're going to bring this one up. And what it is, it talks about really the criminal side, the economic inducements to basically kill people.
Is kept in the dark as to what's happening. So what's going on here? Number one, the CARES Act is providing bonus payments to hospitals whenever you have a diagnosis of COVID. And then number two, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services is waiving patient rights. This is a deadly combination. So here's what happens. You get a payment because you offer a free COVID test in the emergency room. You get a boost payment if you have a diagnosis of COVID. Number three, you get another bonus payment if you are admitted with COVID. Number four, you get another bonus payment if you're put on remdesivir. Number five, another bonus payment if you're put on a mechanical ventilator. Number six, another 20% bonus if the diagnosis on your death certificate says COVID, even though you may not have died from COVID. And then number seven, there's bonus payments to coroners. Do you understand the gravity of what's happening right now? The Biden administration is literally paying hospitals to kill you. That's what's happening. This is terrible. We need to stop that. These are real human lives we're talking about. They're priceless.
Now, the thing about this issue is what he discussed is this. What he's telling us is that essentially every step of the way up until the point to where the hospitals kill you, literally murder you in their facilities, they're being compensated for every step of the way. Now, the CARES Act, it came out basically even before, if I'm not mistaken, came out 2019, 2020 Congress. It came out even before the pandemic even hit. So this CARES Act is something that should be looked into. Why and how did the people sponsoring this act know what was going to be coming down the pipeline? Another issue. Each step of every financial compensation carries with it an approval. An approval. That means it's assigned something on behalf of some agency that allows for these payments to flow through. It's not enough at this stage to say human services or this or that. Who is that person? Who signed for this? And that's how bored down we have to go into the corruption. Who signed for setting up everybody to be put on remdesivir? Now, to the woke, progressive, constant, now let's call them conservatives out there who love Israel too much, listen, remdesivir is a killer drug. Anytime that you place somebody on a product like remdesivir, you're sending Americans to their deaths and money to Israel. So we could very much, now who exactly is behind this? We don't want to just say it's the Jews, it's the Jews, it's the Jews, but who would really sign, who would know to put people on a remdesivir to make sure that during this, quote unquote, this pandemic, that a key component of the protocols that were put into place were going to benefit Jews, okay, Jews, the people behind remdesivir in this case. Who knew that? Who planned it? Who signed for it? These are how deep we need to go, because that person should be held liable and culpable for murder, because there's no reason why anybody should have prescribed remdesivir as an accepted protocol inside of our hospitals. Cody, hi, welcome back. Got about 3 minutes on this one.
I want to tell you that is absolutely true. I had dinner next to some gals in a bar one night that in Evansville, Indiana, and they said absolutely, it is definitely true. There's money in the CARES Act, and they do get it. And I think it's about time everybody who voted for that act, whether they read it or not, we charge them like a hitman, because you're putting a head price on people. And then, you know, we can go after all the, you know, it's a federal law, right? So everybody that voted for it, you didn't read it? Well, you know, you should read the laws. So we charge y'all with, you know, being hitmen, every single one of these politicians. And anyway, what do you think about that?
I do.
Start hanging them.
Now, listen, the Congress as it stands today is not corrupt. It's treasonous. We're looking at a Congress that is serving a government, a regime that took over the United States on November the 3rd and sealed it January 6th and became installed on January the 20th.
Yep.
It's treasonous. Well, anybody serving today that was involved in that should not just be arrested but strung up as a traitor and a mass murderer of Americans.
Well, and you know, this is what I talk about, that we need a counter propaganda narrative. And this is a few words. They literally acted like hitmen. They literally put a price on everybody's head, and everybody needs to let that sink in. all you so-called patriots that, oh, I'm going to do something. I'm against abortion, but hey, when my kid's 17 or 18, I'll let him go be a Marine or something because that, you know, that's a cool title. You know, that's a cool branch. I'll go let him be part of this cabal of the U.S. military when the, you know, the forefathers warned us about having a standing army. They wanted the militia to protect the land so that the people had community and being in the militia and you had only a Navy protecting your shores. This is a nonsense system, and all you guys that say, oh, I'm a Christian and whatever, but are so willing to send your kids into the military, shame on you. Break the brainwashing. Break the blinded by patriotism. I've got a warring mentality, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to be all blinded by patriotism to go work for the international bankers. And shame on all you people that can't see through it. Break the damn conditioning. And I encourage everybody that's on any ever show to constantly call people out for it. Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm against abortion. I'm sending my kid to the military. No problem. You know, this is so unconstitutional. Our monetary system is so unconstitutional. It literally is. It says no state shall accept anything but gold or silver as a payment in a debt. And they perverted say, well, it's not the state creating the money. It's the feds. Well, so what? It says the state cannot receive a payment that's not gold and silver. You know, so what's going on here? You know, we're accepting it. We're part of the problem that we continue to accept it. And I really like how Michael Gaddy said, nobody has to accept a abusive relationship, you know. So anyway.
Well, there you go. You're going to just have to get your own microphone and get behind and get to work, man.
Well, I try. You know, I try to call people out a little bit because, you know, you've got so many of these so-called Christians that don't act like Christians and they you know, it's just whatever. But that's really the sad part. I mean, and back on the hitman, okay, so you've got the law made, you know, like a hitman, and then we have, you know, hospitals with no temerity to say, no, we're not going to follow your procedures to not, you know, ivermectin is so darn safe. We have all these research scientists that say, for the most part, it works very well. And then we have people that are, I'm so scared of the FDA. I'm so scared of losing my license. Oh, my God, that I'm willing to let people die. Well, which is worse, fighting somebody later on in the licensing? But which actually brings me to another point, that we shouldn't even need licenses. You know, if a doctor's got the education, they got the education, they can practice.
Cody, you're officially out of time. We're going into the next break.
Right,
it's the Fetch Inside the Eye, live intelligent media for the politically aware background.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio, 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 Radio.
What the heck is the truth, Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
A little honey on the lone highway, left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Don McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution. Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back. Hour number two inside the eye, live intelligent media for the politically aware right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Again, it is listener-sponsored and supported radio. It does rely upon your donations to help keep everything up and running. So we, as always, ask you to please keep the station in your, I don't know, donation minds, sponsorship mind, whatever you want to call it, when you are working what you're going to spend your money on for entertainment, etc. This is a great infotainment. We provide a lot of information, a lot of ideas. We do put a lot of effort into it. To keep the studio up and running takes even more effort than that. So please do what you can to help keep the network up and running, because without the network, we don't have a place to do Inside the Eye Live. And as we know, most of the conservative sites out there that claim to be free speech sites, you know, they're not free speech. They all, I know BitChute and Rumble and all the others out there that claim to be free speech, they're really legacy sites, meaning that they adopted the exact same terms of service as the Jewish social media company. So they're basically the same thing. That's just one hand, you know, washing the other hand type of thing. So this station has been loyal to you as far as keeping this show on the air for a long time. So again, we ask you to go ahead and keep this show in your minds, but keep the network equally as far as where it goes on your donation ideas. You know, just go to freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and find the donation button and make a donation on behalf of, if you need, Inside the Eye Live, and that would be great. You know, Basque, last hour we were talking about the incentivization going on through the CARES Act. I believe the CARES Act was actually put into motion before COVID came down. And what it's doing is it is incentivizing the hospitals killing you, literally. If you get stuck and put into a hospital, you run a high risk of being basically murdered inside of these hospitals. So a lot of what we hear going on and what we witness going on is what? Demonetization. And demonetization is done by all the major Jewish platforms. If you go against what Jews want you to say, you're deplatformed, you're demonetized, which means you're defunded, correct? And of course, you've heard this idea of defund the police. Well, the defund mantra is largely a Jewish idea. This is how Jews operated. What you may not know is one of the reasons we went to war against Iraq is because back in the day, Saddam was funding like life insurance policies, health insurance policies for Palestinians. So let's say a Jew, because Jews are Jews, right? And he murders a Palestinian. And that's common over there. This isn't uncommon. Again, it's not uncommon. Well, if that person lost their life due to a Jewish terrorist, and yes, they're terrorists, then Saddam would fund, let's say, $10,000 to the family, like a life insurance policy. Let's say a wonderfully rabbinical nutcase that just came over from New York decides he's going to kick somebody out of their house and he breaks their arm, or worse, he shoots the arm off. Well, that came with some type of policy. In other words, every time a Jew would do something, a terrorist, because Jews are terrorists, don't be wrong on the Israeli issue here. Don't be like the conservatives out there that think Israel is this great, wonderful place. You don't have COVID without Jews, okay? You do not have COVID without Jews. You don't have these mRNA vaccines without Jews. You don't have lockdowns without Jews. You don't have open borders without Jews. You don't have a corrupt Congress without Jews. You don't have bribed and blackmailed politicians without Jews. And if you don't believe that, come on. Mossad, Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, they weren't Peruvian, okay? Again, you can try to sweep this one word under the table all you want, but it's still there. You know, you see the word Jew and you're like, become mesmerized. Oh, that says peanut butter. Peanut butter. Yeah, it's peanut butter. It's sticky. Won't go away. Can't say the real word. Nope, that one over there is jelly. Yeah, these guys are idiots. Really, anybody that buys into the Israel First agenda nowadays are idiots, all right? All they do is deceive and misdirect their audience, and that's the truth of what they're doing. And we all see it. And that's why nothing's solved. So getting back to this hospital issue, obviously, if these freaking knuckleheads with all their international, let's not say international, but their national audience, why haven't they called for the defunding of the CARES Act? Why haven't they repealed the CARES Act? Why aren't they calling? Come on, guys, use your national platform and call to know the exact name of the person who signed the agreement to send money to Israel vis-a-vis the Remdesivir product. I know why you won't do it, because the person behind it is probably going to be Jewish. And oy vey, oh my gosh, we can't go against Jews, so let's just talk CCP all day. But it ain't the CCP who signed that contract. Who signed it? That person is guilty of murder. Plain and simple, that person is a traitor to the United States. And who wants to bet here that that guy or person was a Jewish person? Because who else is like, how do I kill the goyim and send money to Israel? Who else is going to do that? You think it's somebody from Ireland? Somehow I doubt that. You think it was somebody from Canada? I doubt that also. So these are the issues that we have to focus on. And I know the swamp is deep, but when you go out there, right? Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, they're dirt cheap. Why don't we have a free and fair open market? Since when did we become a command and control economy that benefits a bunch of frickin' Jews? People need to start asking this question straight up. Why is our command and control medical economy inuring to the benefit of basically four Jewish-run companies? Why? That's a fair question. Since when does the United States, which grew and prospered because of a reasonably fair and open market economy, since when do we abandon it for a bunch of idiots who are killing people in the hospitals? It makes sense to me, and everybody should be talking about this. I know the big conservative pundits, they're not going to touch it. They're going to say, they're going to spend half their time talking about Joy Reid, for Christ's sake, as if anybody gives a damn about Joy Reid. Are you out of your mind? Let's spend 20 minutes talking about Joy Reid. Yeah, that's going to win over a lot of freaking intelligent people. But that's what we see. It's enough is enough. Grow the hell up, you freaking morons. The issues are very clear and concise. Who signed that contract? Who approved this CARES Act? Who put the CARES Act in motion? Who are these people? Straight up, who are these people? By name, by telephone number, by address. And why have they not been visited by patriots within our own IC and justice departments? Now, I heard Ray Epps, the big guy, you know, not Ray Epps, who was it? Stuart Rhodes, I believe, is the head of the Oath Keepers. And it looks like the Oath Keepers was only there to serve the deep state. One of those fake agendas out there. Gee, the Oath Keepers, you know, what a bunch of fraudulent people those people were, right? They're helping to participate in allowing the FBI, the Democrats, which are really a bunch of Jewish-run idiots, take over the country. Why do I say Jewish, by the way? Because Judaism is Bolshevism. Judaism is communism. So even if they're Italian, it doesn't matter because ideologically they're Jews. You know, last week, well, leave it at that. If you weren't there last week, Thursday, a strangest thing happened. You know, I don't listen to the bigger conservative talkos out there. Because essentially a lot of what they talk about is nonsense. A lot of it. Now they may have some interesting points and times, but it's nonsense. It's just wasting my time. For instance, there was a case where today I put on Dan Bongino and I put him on for a reason today. I swear. It's like, dude, you just wasted 15 minutes of my time talking about Joy Reid. Are you out of your freaking mind, dude? Who gives a damn about Joy Reid at this point in time? Why? Stupid. Freaking stupid. Right now, you should be educating your audience about who the frick signed on behalf of the state of Israel to fund remdesivir payments. Well, who was that person? Why are you spending 20 minutes on Joy Reid, for Christ's sake? What, are you okay? But then I learned something, and this is to your credit as the audience. I've always wondered, you know, I say things, right? And you guys who have been listening to me for a long time, you know why you come back. The show let's be honest, it never grew into this massive big thing, but we understand why. And then I'm always wondering, should I keep doing the show? Should I just quit? Have I done enough for the movement? You know, I was saying this back in the day when nobody was talking, long before we're in the current situation where we as the collective group of content producers really are the media. Something like what? CNN is down to something like what? 400,000, 500,000, 600,000 viewers average a day. Do you realize that's nothing compared to a number of hits and listens that we collectively get? I'm not talking about just what you might see in a podcast. I'm talking about the live numbers, the podcast numbers, etc. 600,000 is nothing, to be honest with you, from the total collective of what we're doing. We outshine CNN by leaps and bounds as an aggregate patriot truth movement media conglomeration. And we're all independent. We're all doing our own thing, and we're all contributing the ways that we best we can. So I get a call, and again, those of you who are here Thursday, not all of you are here Thursday, because our Saturday audience is much bigger than Thursday. So I'm going to tell the story again, because it's really to you. You've been listening a long time. So he said, Fetch, Dennis, been listening. I was listening to Dan Bongino the other week, and he said something about you. I forgot to mention something, and then I was sleeping, and I kind of woke up groggy, and I heard him talking about you again. I said, that's a segment. He said, how many fetches are there? How many the fetches are out there, right? So I'm like, are you sure? Why would Bongino be talking about the fetch? You know what I mean? Why would Dan Bongino talk about the fetch? That sounds kind of silly. So I went looking for it. And I'll be darned, I was sitting there sleeping. Bongino has a good way of putting me to sleep, to be honest with you. So I put him on. I fell asleep. And then I kind of woke up in the same situation as one of your colleagues, the listeners here. And I woke up and this guy's talking about the fetch. And I got the segment here and put this for what it is. But what's weird about this is that, you know, the truth of the matter is other than the stupidity of talking about people like Joy Reid for 20 minutes. I mean, who wants to waste their time with that, right? A lot of the key issues of Bongino and I would actually be in the same. We would agree with a lot of it. But, you know, he's filling in, who knows, 6 hours a day. He's got a lot of nonsense to fill, right? So who wants to waste their time with that? A lot of people do. A lot of people do. And that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. We need those types of people to pull in the audience so that we could then educate them to the next level. That's a whole different layer. But here's Bongino. What it is it was a 2021 best of show. And in that show, Bongino is on Fox News arguing with Geraldo Rivera. Now, Geraldo isn't the brightest Jewish guy on the planet. The guy's Jewish. And he's not very bright. And he's all for open borders. And that's a Jewish, mainly a Jewish ideal, which is to open the borders, because that way Jews can get rid of all of us white people as a voting bloc, and they can control everybody else, and guess what? We don't have a country left. So that's Rivera's position. And so Bongino is on there talking, and I'll be honest, Bongino, he destroyed Rivera. But then what followed after this is what become kind of like curious.
So let me get this straight. You want to take away the rights of American citizens to put a medicine or a treatment in their body while simultaneously granting super rights to non-citizens who get to cross our border and get a free vaccine.
Were you not listening?
Despite
saying were you not listening?
That makes – do
you understand? Were you not listening?
No.
You aren't even listening.
I heard exactly what
you said. I want everyone coming across the border to be vaccinated. Everyone.
No.
Coming across the border.
No, I want everyone across the border legally first. Why don't you cross
the... I don't care if they cross legally or illegally. I want them vaccinated.
Okay, there you go.
The most important thing is they get
back. There you go. So you just proved my point. You just proved my point. You want to grant a set of rights to non-citizens, right? You want to allow them to walk in and out of the country while I have to stop at a line at a passport station to come back as a citizen, while you want to take away actual citizens' rights over controlling
their bodies. Gaslighting, gaslighting.
And the medicines that go with it. Geraldo, your position is so ridiculous.
You know, this guy may have been a thing in like the 60s. I don't even know. What was he, like a Studio 54 guy? He's not a thing anymore. He's like Fetch, okay? He's trying to make himself happen, but he's not happening. This guy is the Fetch of cable news talking heads. And please don't mistake for a minute she worked with him. This is not some act, believe me. I genuinely dislike this guy. Trust me, I don't do acts.
And so a lot of us are thinking, Bongino. Now, we've always known our message is, let's just say, influential in certain areas. We've known that. Although we don't have people confirming it all the time, we know it's out there. We know it. We hear things. We know what we're doing. We're not trying, quite frankly, to be a big person. We ain't got time for that, quite frankly. It's actually hard work. And my hat's off to people like Bongino is actually doing the work. And heck, my hat's off to you, dude. You work your ass off in this business, okay? I get it. I have no interest in going there, to be honest with you. I do a show basically two times a week, and I don't even post on my website for a year. Do you understand that? Do you understand? Is that a guy that's trying to make it out there? No, it's somebody that just is dedicated to the audience, something that I'm sure you can appreciate. But nonetheless, it lets you know, as a listener, and dare we say a fan of Inside the Eye Live, that the information that is discussed here on this show is in the elite circles. We've always known that. Can't tell you how or why we know that, but we've kind of always known that. Why I'm getting dissed, why I got dissed, why I was even in that frickin' conversation, who knows? Because frankly, our message is very clear. And it's very astute, because in that particular show, Bongino's trying to put, and it wasn't hard because Geraldo's just a nutcase Jew, right? So Geraldo and Bongino are going back and forth, and you got this nutcase, which is Geraldo, who is a Jew, and Bongino's handling him very, very well. But the show's like dedicated to misinformation and things like this, and how Bongino is the guy selling everything correctly, and Geraldo is the guy doing the misinformation. I'm like, what exactly are you talking about, dude? Seriously, dude? What are you talking about? Are you telling me it's not a good idea to know who signed that document? Literally, that document that allowed remdesivir to be imported into our country to kill our American people? Oh, wait a minute. I thought you were a patriot. Apparently not. And then I kept thinking this nonsense of, it's not nonsense because he's right. You have these illegal aliens and they have these like super rights. But you know what another super right is? Hate speech. Laws that put into play hate speech. Have you ever seen it used against a Jewish person? No matter how anti-white they are, have you ever seen it? So you're allowing Jews a super right by tolerating what is an unconstitutional idea of hate speech crimes and hate speech itself so that you can silence everybody. Here's another issue for all of these people. You're wrong on Israel. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Remdesivir is basically a Jewish plot to kill Americans. The thing is known to be a freaking deadly product. So who in the hell brought it here? Oh, wait, let me spend 20 minutes talking about Joy Reid, okay? Yeah, that's going to get me a lot of props on Fox News. Yeah, that's good. In the meantime, you wasted 20 minutes of everybody's freaking lives, all right? So here's the issue. If I go out and I go to back to my hometown, Los Angeles, right? And I go into a place called Alhambra, Monterey Park, El Monte, some of these cities in this area, San Gabriel, you're going to find a huge number of Chinese people. In fact, back in the day, Alhambra was a Mormon town. And Taiwanese came in, bought up the town, basically, and pushed all the Mormons out, and the Mormons went somewhere else. But I have a question for you. If I go into Chinatown, or Alhambra, or Monterey Park, El Monte, San Gabriel, any of these countries where we have a huge number of Chinese nationals. Some of them are Taiwanese, some of them are from China now. And I say to the young kids there, hey, look, you're graduating from high school. How would you like to go back and serve the CCP? And the guy says, what do you mean? I said, you go back and you serve in the Chinese Communist Party, the People's Liberation Army, for 2 years. And then you come back to America, and then you can go become a politician in America. Are you going to be okay with that? Is it okay for you right now to accept a Chinese kid going to serve in the People's Liberation Army and then coming back, running for political office in America, and then making the laws for you? Is that all right for you? How about this? We take a guy that is formerly from the northern part of South Korea, and we say, you know, I want to go back to my family's roots. You know, we were cut off between the North and the South, and I want to go back. I'm 18 years old. I want to go back, and I want to serve in the North Korean military for 2 to 4 years, and I just want to go because I want to go back to my roots. You know, I want to feel like I'm serving my roots. So he goes back. He spends 4 years in a North Korean military establishment. Then he comes back here. Are you comfortable with that guy taking over lawmaking ability inside of our country? I bet you're not. And you can extend that to Peru, Singapore, Taiwan, for that matter. Let's say Thailand. So why in the hell is it okay for Jews to do the same thing? I'll tell you why. Because the Israeli first-year conservative pundits out there want to give Jews supranational rights not afforded everybody else in our country. I can't go back to Germany and serve in the German military. Because if I do, I lose my citizenship. So why is it that we are supposed to bow down to the Jewish state and allow these Jews throughout our entire country to go serve in the IDF, get indoctrinated in the IDF, become trained by the IDF, and then they want to come back to the United States and tell us, the Americans, how to live our lives in our country? These are issues that those who don't like the feds don't like to talk about. It's a myth inside the IDF back after this.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution
Radio.
What the heck is the truth, Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
A little honey on the lone highway. Left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Don McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio!
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Inside the iLife. And I just want to clarify something regarding that last Dan Bongino segment. Again, that is not adulterated at all. I've actually sent him a message saying, dude, are you actually talking about, who are you talking about? If it's not me, because I'm like the only fetch or the fetch, and you always say, the fetch, you know, it's like, who are you talking about? And why would I be brought into the conversation under those terms? Again, you're misrepresenting me for one in a very big way. You don't understand who or what I'm about, what my message is about, and why would you assume that just because we're not a Don Bongino size or somebody else that we that's necessarily even important, frankly, under the circumstances of the war that we find ourselves under today. So I just did send him a message. I'm not expecting to get an answer back. We might, but if there's another fetch out there or the fetch out there, I asked him to send me links. I want to know who the hell is sharing my name out there, just so that we're clear and there's no misconceptions. But I'll tell you what, I'm not going to back down from what I'm saying. Again, if you're going to spend 20 minutes of my life talking about Joy Reid, dude, whatever, okay? I guess it works for the Fox News crowd, but it doesn't work for me. I only got two shows a week to do, and I got to keep it much more focused than that type of nutcase reality stuff. That's just wasting my time. Let's run out to the telephone 614 area code. Hi, welcome to Inside the Eye Live.
Hey, Dennis, what's up? It's Ray.
Ray, hi, Ray. Welcome to Inside the Eye Live.
As far as Bongino calling Geraldo the fetch, I kind of got to make a statement about that, because I did call up lamestream media, and I was saying that Geraldo was speaking up on the truth a little bit here and there. And, you know, so maybe he was Bongino. I know, look, they're competing, and I understand that, but, you know, maybe he was just like at least giving you a shout out, because Geraldo has spoken out against. I know he's a Jew, but so what? There are good Jews.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he was speaking out.
Well, and, on this particular one, the border issue, Geraldo got ripped, and he should have, you know. Geraldo's like, I don't care who comes across the border. I just want them to be vaccinated. Geraldo, we want our borders closed, dude. And we know open borders is a Jewish idea. But, of course, you can't say that.
Oh, my God.
If you're on a Bongino thing. But
he said he wants everybody. He said he wants everybody vaccinated coming across the border.
Yeah, and he says, I don't care how they come. I mean, he said that in that particular segment. You know, we've run through the permutations too, Ray. We're not sure why he brought me up, and it could be just what you're saying. He's giving me a shout-out indirectly, in which case I'm still giving him a shout-out indirectly also. So that's okay too. I was told I had to respond. I just said, Dennis, no, you have to respond to that. And so I said, okay, we'll put something together because, frankly, you know, when you're doing 6 hours, Bongino works hard. You know what I mean? That guy works like a madman. Let's be honest, everybody. The guy's doing like, I don't know, 4 hours a day, 6 hours a day sometimes. That's not easy, man. And he's not even doing on one platform. He's doing on multiple platforms. My hat's off to anybody that wants to work that hard and make money in the business. But don't waste 20 minutes of my time with Joy Reid, dude. Come on, dude. Who cares about Joy Reid? You know, I heard that today. It's like, dude, I had to turn him off. It's like, dude, you're going on with Joy Reid. I haven't listened to Joy Reid ever in my life, ever, because she's already on this extreme left nutcase wing. I don't even give a damn. At the end of the day, she's useless. We need to educate our people, not waste our time talking about some nutcase leftist.
You're not talking about Joy Behar on.
No, Joy Reid, the black lady.
Where's she at?
She's a black lady on CNN or some other station. She's about ready to get her show canceled because her ratings are so bad. Well, okay, yeah, that's cool. I know my show isn't going to get killed because of ratings here. Guarantee that.
Oh, no. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's just Mike Sledge came back for a little trip with on RVN with Richard Carey. So that's a good deal. And then quickly, Mike McGill, he's talking about, okay, let me ask you this question. Mike McGill is saying that the mining is stopping. So when the mining stops, you cannot have metals to put in your doorknobs. You cannot have metals to build cars. You cannot have, basically, it is going to lower manufacturing base and upper, you're going to get a higher price base. So through mining, without mining, all you have is growing, is what he was saying. Mining or growing. It's all we are worth on this planet. This is Mike McGill with Jeff Renz.
Hmm.
Awesome show. If anybody wants to hear it, awesome, awesome, awesome show.
Well, you know, I can't say too much about the mining right now. I need to be quiet on that issue for things that are confidential.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I just, there's things happening. I can't speak right now on that issue.
No. I will.
But it's interesting that this came out. You know, it's interesting that it came out that the mining is being stopped. We have a huge problem, obviously, with the communists. The communists are the supreme capitalists, and the supreme capitalists are the Jewish bankers. So, you know, these guys that want to just try to deflect away, it's not going to let the problem is not going to go away through deflection. You're going to have to face it head on, whether you like it or not. And that's for a true patriot to deal with, not a fake patriot. And that's just where we're at today. And there's going to be a whole lot of that middle thing that is going to go by the wayside, perhaps. They're into a genocidal agenda right now. The depopulation is real. I suspect part of the reasons why there's no labor is because people are dying. They can't work.
But of course. But what do you think about competing digital currencies and fighting one against the other, like buy one low and sell one high, like multiple, not Bitcoin per se, but multiple, and just screw them, you know, make your loot and run like they do. Just play their own flipping game.
Yeah.
Play the game on them. Turn the tables.
No.
Turn the flipping tables on them. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
We need to rise up and stop it. Turn the flipping table.
Anyways, you're getting too dramatic here, dude. You're getting too dramatic.
I'm pissed, man.
I agree with you. No, I agree with you. There has to be. Yeah, there has to be a turn of the tables, but there also has to be a rooting out. You know, we have these institutions we built. They didn't build them. We built the institutions. They've corrupted them. So why should we just give up on our institutions? For the FBI, for instance,
because
that's always
going to turn it off on us.
Well, again,
they're
going to turn off or turn on.
They're going to turn it off, and you're not going to be able to buy or sell unless you take the digital.
Well, this has to be stopped. However it is to be stopped, whether we adopt our own currencies. Again, it's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy, but this has to be open air discussion right now. How is it that we should bother with their money? I know some places aren't even accepting their money anymore. You can go into some airports around the world. They don't accept the U.S. dollar anymore. All right.
No cash.
All right. No cash, no dollars.
That's right.
They're not accepting it.
That's right.
We have to focus, who knows, even we may need statewide currencies for all we know at this stage, but the current system is going to implode. It's going to become what? Perhaps like Argentina. Even Trump, I know people don't like me talking about Trump, but even he's saying we're going the way of another Venezuela, not Argentina, Venezuela, except for three, four times bigger. So everyone has to watch out. Listen, this is whenever you have Jews in power, this is what happens. They did it to Weimar. They probably did it to Venezuela, and they want to bring it here. They're doing it, I believe, in China also.
Incrementally, but sometimes quickly. Because I mean, with the COVID bullshit, excuse my French, you know, certificate of vaccination identification 19AI = 1, 9 = I. Artificial intelligence, it's not real hard to figure out, folks. They're pulling, schooling, and rolling us, and we need to quit it, stop it, and forget it. I mean, not forget it. We need to not forgive it. There you go.
No, they're
not forgive it.
Listen, Ray, the operatives at this stage have to be identified with a clear plan to utilize. Again, we are the numbers. It is our country. We have the numbers, period. So how you structure
yourself.
Dumb. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You have the numbers. That's the key point, is you have to have the numbers. You have the numbers. Now it's for intelligent people to utilize those numbers and start to use it back against these people. There should be no reason why Rochelle Walensky should even be in business. The CDC should be completely dismantled. They keep talking about defunding the police. Let's defund the healthcare industry. All right? That's what has to happen. Defund it. Defund the NIH. Defund FDA.
Defund
them.
Defund the medical.
Yes.
Defund the medical.
Yeah, defund it. That's correct.
I see Rochelle Walensky with slit eyes like a snake, a serpent, and that's who we're dealing with. We're dealing with fallen angels, and we need to fight and rise up. And believe me, but all I'm saying is that we're going to win, and we're going to make it.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge.
We're going to form plans. We get a form plan, and I'm going to.
It's got to be local. Got to be local, Ray. Focus locally.
No,
get control.
No.
Yes.
No, I want to deal with like different people around the country, and then you got to be local people. But all the local people need to be.
That's correct.
Entranced.
That's correct.
With the other local people.
That's correct.
You got to have like groups. Everywhere around the country, but all linked in.
Yeah, networked is obviously the next key after you have control. And it's happening, guys. It's all happening. Ray, look, it's happening now. It's already happening.
But not on their network. We need to get our own networks, because then they'll be able to surveil and play around, and they'll be able to know who's who. So we got to get our own network.
Well, you know what they're doing in some areas. For instance, in the UK, you have COVID vaccine centers, and they're completely empty because even the employees fear for their lives, all right? And that's what has to happen here. There needs to be some layer of intimidation. You want to intimidate us to force us to take the jab, then there's clearly a fair balance of intimidating others to prevent them from giving the jab. And that's what they're doing in some places around the world, where you come into areas and they're not even welcome. They're beat out. They're pushed out. They're literally rocks are thrown to kick them out. They're not welcome. And that has to happen in America. The people behind it have to know what you're doing is killing us, and it is not accepted, and expect ramifications coming back. If somebody dies in my family because of you, I can't stop what might happen to you. There's no law.
You don't have a right to just murder us.
Yeah. And we do see cases being brought now out for murder against these people. And we need to. They should all be charged for murder.
Right. And I mean, we need to put the hit list on them. I get it. But guess what? We need to put the hits on them, not get our shots up in us. Mm. Get it? We don't need to get shot up. We need to put the hits out on them. But at any rate, guess what? I had a bullet fly through my window.
That's exciting.
And it went right through. I got a plexiglass window, hard plexiglass, hit the 2x4 and bounced off and landed on the floor. Perfect. 45 caliber bullet.
Awesome, man. That's exciting stuff.
The police were like, no, but I was standing at 3-4 feet away from it when it happened.
Well, next time, keep your baseball glove handy, dude, because you never know when you need to catch an errant fly ball, okay?
But no, I mean, it's just, no, the police are cool. And I talked to the police and I told them about all this. Well, not everything. I just gave him a few key points, and he was right on. He said, oh, I'm not going to confiscate weapons. If they tell me to go out and confiscate guns or blah, 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 I said this. Will you force vaccinate, or have you heard this in the pipeline? Will you force vaccinate, or have you heard anybody talk about any of that? He said no. He said just
you know, we're not going to, I'm not going to confiscate guns, period.
Yeah.
So that's kind of good. So we're slow. We're slow.
All right, Ray.
We need to wrap around that.
All right, Ray, we got to keep, yeah, we got to keep moving. Let's, I'm going to keep this moving because we got to keep moving. But thanks for the call. Interesting story for sure. Thank you, man. Interesting story for sure on that one. I'd like to have a freaking 45 come flying through your window. That'd be kind of exciting. And, you know, I've talked to people in the States also. Obviously, I'm American, so why not, right? And they tell me the same thing. A lot of the cops out there, a lot more than people understand, are really still conservatives, and they don't want any part of confiscating weapons. You know, you can talk about it all day long. You may have a particular group of cops who are engaged in weapons confiscation. And again, that just, you have to start making these lists. Things are not going to go down without a fight, period. And how they are taken down, you try to use the law to the best effect that is possible. But understand equally that right now, because of the incompetence of the ruling leadership, let's just say not the incompetence, but the lack of focus by many in the conservative movement, there's just not enough effort being put on literally taking down these criminal networks utilizing the law. And it should go that way, and the American people are going to be patient for as long as it can be. But you have to know in your area who are the communist infiltrators. Your country is occupied. You cannot. Actually, it's naive to assume it's not. Some will say it's communist. Some will call it communitarian. But it's occupied. So it needs to be understood. These networks must be understood. So ask yourself, or you watch, if you see somebody in the medical industry not allowing for ivermectin to be given to a patient, why? Why not? That person should be immediately put onto a list with the attempted, with one focus to bring murder charges against them for people who are dying. They're literally preventing health care. All of these 800,000 purported deaths inside of America from the COVID vaccine, or not the vaccine, but the COVID whatever, whatever, whatever. It should be chopped up as death by medical malpractice, or worse, death by intended murder because of the protocols that they put into place. And people need to start talking like that. Let the hospitals know what they are doing. Ask them straight up. Call the medical boards. Call the medical places and say, what's your protocol if I get put onto COVID? Ask them. You got time? Ask them. Just call up the hospital and say, hey, look, if my aunt gets COVID and I get put onto something and we need to bring her there, what's the protocol? And find out the protocol. How do we get around? In other words, you start to ask questions. You will never get an answer if you don't ask a question. And they're never going to volunteer anything without you first asking that question. So get out there and ask the question. There's a interesting idea, not an idea, but let's just call it a, let's see if I can find it quickly. Yeah, here, definitions. You know, we talk a lot about words. This is how stupid these people are and how sinister they are. But this is how some of the definitions influence perceptions of COVID. It influences perceptions of lethality, vaccine safety, effectiveness, etc. In other words, it's word salad. It's like having some Jewish lawyer just spinning round and round and round. They call them attorneys for a reason. And at the end of the day, they basically created a falsehood that deflects from reality. For instance, let's say there's this guy, his name, let's call him Fred, and he has no COVID symptoms, none whatsoever. He tests positive in a PCR test for work. Now, right now, we know the PCR test is illegal. It was always a fraud. This means that the entirety of the entire pandemic was based on a fraudulent pretense. You can't tell me the politicians didn't know this, which means they willfully signed up their nations to a criminal cabal to create a fake pandemic based on a fraudulent test. Now, in the case of Fred, he gets tested. He's positive. Doesn't mean a thing, but he's positive. He's asymptomatic, you know, no symptoms. He doesn't go on to develop any symptoms at all. Never. He's perfectly healthy. 13 days later, he gets critically injured in a car crash and dies 2 weeks after being taken to the hospital. All right? That's the scenario. He gets tested. 13 days later, he's critically injured in a car crash and dies 2 weeks after being taken to the hospital. Under this crackhead Jewish CDC bullshit, Fred is classified as a COVID case, a COVID hospital admission, and a COVID death. And in that process, the medical establishment, the hospitals, are making tons of money by essentially raiding the national treasury to fill their coffers, and there was never anything wrong with Fred. He never had symptoms. It's all just BS. But they still took, who knows, $40,000 to $60,000 because they had a COVID case in their hospital. This is basically a planned theft of the national treasury by Big Pharma and the medical industry. Another case, Jane. She gets a COVID vaccine and 13 days later tests PCR positive with symptomatic COVID. In this case, Jane is classified as an unvaccinated COVID case. Again, who made up these definitions? I want to know the name. And I want them arrested because they enabled peer fraud to be perpetrated on the American people. And in the process, they created an environment where the national treasury has been raided to the tunes of tens of billions of dollars in what is essentially a heist based on definitions that are clearly stupid. Jane gets a COVID vaccine and 13 days later tests PCR positive with symptomatic COVID. She's considered unvaccinated. How stupid is this? Who is the individual who created these? Enough of this playing anymore. We should know the exact name of these people. Last one, Peter gets a COVID vaccine and dies the next day from an adverse reaction to it. Peter is classified now as an unvaccinated death. How in the hell can you inject something into somebody, they die tomorrow, and then you say he's not injected with anything? Again, who signed up to this type of nonsense, this type of stupid word salad? The exact name. Who are the committees that created these types of definitions? That's how deep we have to go to break this criminal cabal. It's the Fed Inside the Eye live, back right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, your lives are becoming more difficult as the life force of your world is draining away. Have you noticed that as everything around you seems to decline, one thing still grows? It is the power of your rulers. None of their plans and directives have solved your problems or made your life better. The only result has been their increased control over you at the cost of your freedom. Do you know why? You gave them the power. They called for your sacrifice, and you thought it was noble. They said if you worked for yourself and your family, that you were selfish and uncaring, and they made you feel ashamed. They denounced the leaders of industry as greedy exploiters. You agreed. All evil needs to win is the consent of good people. To everyone within the range of my voice, you now have a choice to make. If you decide to support the notion of sacrifice enforced by the state, your game is up. Your world is in a downward spiral, and you will ride it down to destruction. But if you share the values, if you believe that your life is a sacred possession for you to make the most of, if you want to live by the judgment of your own mind, not edicts from the state, then follow our lead. Do not support your own oppressors. Stop letting the system exploit you. Form your own communities on the frontiers of your crumbling world. Your rulers hold you by your endurance to carry the burdens they impose, by your generosity when you hear cries of despair, and above all, by your innocence which cannot grasp the depths of their evil. The world you are living in is the world they wanted. Leave them to it. Those who are eager to build a better world, a world of freedom and opportunity, a world based on mutual respect. In that world, you will not receive alms, nor pity, nor forgiveness of sins, but honor, respect, and justice. Don't let the fire go out spark by irreplaceable spark in confusion and despair. The world you desire can be won. It exists. It is real. It is possible. It is yours.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. The number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. It's your world. Take it.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution. Revolution. Radio! Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It is Fetch Inside the Eye, live intelligent media for the politically aware. Again, it's Saturday, January the 15th, 2022. Wow, just time's flying by. We're still dealing with this COVID nonsense. You know, I hear it's become bad again. Quite frankly, it was doing pretty good for, well, what I figured was going to happen. They would keep the country open until the end of what they call their Riyadh seasons, which is a big tourist time for Riyadh. It's a lot of different events going on. They have what's called the Middle Beast here. And Middle Beast was and is probably one of the biggest 2 or 3 day music shows in the Middle East. It's a $250 million extravaganza. And of course, they're going to try to keep the borders open and everything sane to allow the money to come in and help pay for that. And literally within about 3 to 4 days after that, they announced that they're going to go back to masks and all kinds of different protocols. It's like, you know what? After 2 years, guys, you know what? You guys are just following the script. This is becoming nonsense. There is no COVID. There's cold and flu season. We're playing up a game. And the same thing is going on, by the way, in the Philippines. It's going on in most of Europe. It's going on in parts of America. Certainly it's going on in Canada. It's down in Australia. It's basically a global plan. About one of the few countries that aren't having this problem now is Japan, who has gone out of their way now to go ahead and implement a COVID regime that includes ivermectin, also includes hydroxychloroquine, is warning its population to not take the jabs. It's giving warning labels on these particular jabs. So that is all a good thing for Japan. We have, I guess, the Olympics coming up in about 3 more weeks. And, of course, lots of rumors coming out of China of more disease. And I'll tell you, people are saying, you know, it's really bad, it's really bad, it's really bad. Look, guys, there's two things going on in China. Number one is China just registered its largest trade surplus ever, $686 billion. Do you understand how big that is? $686 billion was the trade deficit, trade surplus for China. So China, believe me, China can afford to go ahead and shut things down just to do so while they try to deal with this Evergrande implosion inside of their banking system. Sure, they're going to need more money, as all countries do, but right now they're not hurting. Guys, they just had $686 billion surplus. So don't read too much into this. Apparently they're trying to shut down their ports now, or they are going to be shutting down their ports. Well, hell, since most of that money, $250 billion of that was going to the United States, the United States can't even offload the stuff. Well, I guess if China wants to just hold things back for a few weeks, it may not be a problem. Another issue I heard about China is there's just not enough ships. There's so many ships being backlogged because governments refuse to offload the stuff that, guess what? There's not enough ships to even ship the stuff out of the ports anyways. So don't read too much into this just yet. China is doing just fine. Thank you very much. They are nationalists. Whether you like it or not, they're going to take care of their country. They're kind of the same as everywhere else. Medical terrorists, biomedical terrorists, biomedical police state. That is true, but at least on the economic front, they are taking care of their own. That's a hell of a lot better than Biden is doing for the United States, which is also to say a lot better than the central bankers are doing for the United States. Let's go out to the telephone lines. 518 area code. Hi. Welcome to Inside the Eye Live.
So Fox News is reporting this closely, a tsunami warning for the entire West Coast in Hawaii. And it's going to be hitting 750, 850. They just got done stating it.
Today, just now, huh?
The entire West Coast. That's what they're stating. Now, we know how they can easily make a tsunami with a nuclear bomb or something. You know what I mean?
That is so true.
They can easily do something. They can easily just do that whenever they want.
As Japan learned. So why purportedly is this a volcano blast? I heard like Tonga or something had a volcano blast. What's this?
I don't know. I don't listen to them. I know that, I was thinking about possible theories talking out loud and all of a sudden this happened. I think someone might have been listening. You know how they listen to everybody all the time?
Mm-hmm.
They're always listening. I think I know what's really going on in the world, and I think it's so devastating that this happened.
Well, it would be interesting. It would be interesting if a tsunami wiped out all the ships off the coast. That would be something.
It's weird timing. You know what I mean? Like, I just got done saying something out loud like an hour ago, not even, and okay. then all of a sudden this happened. So it's because I'm sitting here wondering what's going on in the world. I'm paying attention. I always theorize things, and I'm always talking out loud. And obviously, people are listening. You know, obviously, they listen to everybody. So I think I might have hit the nail on the head. So I don't know if I did it or not, but who else's words can cause a tsunami other than God's, right? If I'm a direct causation because of that tsunami, that'd be crazy, right? Like, they're like, oh, you know, boom, like, oh, crap.
Mm.
That'd be, but who else could do that other than God? You know, his words alone just can cause a tsunami.
Yeah, and
they say words matter.
What they did is they've moved all the ships on the west coast about 50 miles offshore so that they're not in view of the public anymore. It's like Operation Hide the Ships. And that, of course, would make them much more susceptible to something like that equally. So it's going to be a very curious situation if that's actually happening.
Well, that's what Fox News is reporting. You know what I mean?
Mm. All right. Well, let's just, it'll happen. So it's basically supposed to hit in what, another, what, 6 hours or so? Because it's like close to 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock?
It said 7:50 a.m., I think, was one of the things.
Oh, well, that should have been finished already then, shouldn't it?
Well, that's what they're saying. They just got
done saying that, so. All right. Well, guys, just, okay, there you have it. Anything else you want to bring
it's an
in?
Alert, too.
Yeah. Anything else you want to bring in?
No, that was just.
All right. Thanks so much for the information.
I guess everyone on the West Coast, be careful.
Yeah. Thanks for the information. All right. Cool. Haven't heard about that. Anybody else that's interested on the West Coast, knock it out, man. Go see what's going on there. Let's see. I don't know if you've seen the protests going on around the world. Germany has become basically a basket case, Australia, a basket case, Austria, Greece, all of these countries are looking to basically fine everybody who doesn't take the vaccine. So you want to tell me Jews are so smart, right? They're so smart, they use their governments to force you to buy their product even if you don't want it. It's no different than, I guess, an Obama mandate to buy insurance, except for this time, it's far more dangerous because they're just putting it right into you, but it's the same thing. Buy this product or else, trust our history or else, bow down to the state of Israel or else, and now it's take this particular product on behalf of Jewish companies or else. Pure madness, frankly. Pure madness. Pure madness. Let's see. Some of you are very familiar, I guess, with the rabid insanity, really, the rabid insanity of people within the Holocaust industry. You know, you either believe them or you go to jail. You either believe them or you take a fine. You either believe them or you lose your job. Essentially, it is allowing a bunch of childish, moronic, vindictive idiots to control our world, our reality. Look at the numbers. First of all, can Santa Claus visit every single house on the planet in one day? Well, you know, I used to believe that as a kid. I did. Then one day I started to do the math in first grade. I'm like, wait a minute, man, how many houses are on this street? And how can he get down all these houses in one night? He can't do it. So I go to my mom and I say, you know, Santa Claus. Man, I got to pot that down. Hi, 518 area code. Hi, welcome to Inside the Ally.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it. And there's a possibility. I remember yesterday I was on a bit shoot, and there was a video of some news network that was saying that you needed to, everyone needs to update their phones quickly or something like that. And they had an emergency or whatever, and they need to do it. So I'm just wondering if it had any correlation to the tsunami thing. You know what I mean? The tsunami alert.
I would assume that it has something to do with the fact that they want something malware style on their phone, and they just want this thing downloaded so it works more effectively for the people doing the tracking. I would assume that more than anything else. That'd be my opinion.
Well,
maybe it's true, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, Yeah. So I'm just theorizing, you know what I mean? I'm just throwing it out because, this way they could sit there and say, oh, there's a tsunami coming, or maybe they knew it because, like I said, they could easily drop a missile or something and create one. So, you know what I mean? Like, so, all right, just bringing that up. They were trying to convince people to hurry up and change their updates.
Their OS, yeah.
Stuff, so, all right.
Okay.
All right, sorry about that.
All right, thanks, man. All right, that's again 518 area code. If you'd like to get into the show, you can easily do so two different ways, 323-275-1314. That's 1-323-275-1314. Another way you can do is if you have a Telegram account, you could subscribe or get in touch with Radio ITEL on Telegram. And you can't get through to the show this way, but you can also follow me on Radio ITEL at Gab and Radio ITEL on Minds and Inside the Eye Live or Radio ITEL on BitChute. Now, what I did is I actually posted Thursday's show on BitChute. We may start to post again. We haven't posted for a while, but I thought, okay, fine. If I'm getting ripped out there, maybe I should go ahead and start putting information back up for people to see. I know that we were being controlled, not controlled, but we were assisted by grism.blogspot.com, but I noticed they haven't posted anything for 3 weeks now. I think their final show posting was December 31st. So we suffer from really distribution, not quality, and we don't have the time, frankly, to go out there and build it all. I do know that some of our distribution was taken down again a few weeks ago, so we were getting some traction, and again, we lost that pretty quick. And that just happens when you're in this side of the business. Let's see. We were talking about the Holocaust and the insanity of the Holocaust people. I want to play a clip for you coming out of Australia. And in Australia, it's become somewhat of a nutcase world where absolute moronic, I know they're smart, Dennis, and all, but these guys are idiots at the end of the day. You look at their eyes, you look at the way they think, you look at what they're doing. There's no way an intelligent person could look at them and say, gee, this guy's on my level. No, they're just freaking idiots. They're literally idiots. And case in point is a clip of some guy, I don't even know who it is, it's some Australian official, going on and on and on about the anti-waxxers.
You are anti-mandate. You are absolutely anti-vax. I don't care what your personal vaccination status is. If you support, champion, give a green light, give comfort to, support anybody who argues against the vaccine, you are an anti-vaxxer. Absolutely. You.
Now, can you imagine listening to that type of stupid logic? If you don't, you're an anti-vaxxer. Oh, yeah. What a freaking idiot. Again, how do we allow this type of person to make a government salary? And you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of Jews and their stupid Holocaust. If you don't believe in the Holocaust, you're an anti-Semite, you're a denier, you're a Holocaust denier. It's like, shut the hell up already, you freaking morons. Seriously. I don't know about you, but have you grown tired of this stuff yet? This type of moron going on and on, and you should see his eyes. He doesn't blink, they're raised, they're bugged out. It's like, dude, chill. But he can't chill because he's got like Holocaust fever in him. You gotta believe the Holocaust. Never mind that 2.9 million Jews were in all of occupied Germany. It's 6 million. Or otherwise you're a denier. You're a denier. You're absolutely, shut the hell up, you freaking morons. And that's where we're at today. We're sitting there getting abused by a bunch of low-life scumbag idiots. And nobody in the room wants to say anything to them.
Say, pro-persuasion, stuff it, shove it. We are absolutely going to make sure as many territories as possible are vaccinated. The personal vaccination status is utterly irrelevant. And if you are out there in any way, shape, or form campaigning against this mandate, you are absolutely anti-vax.
Oh, who cares? We're actually pro-anti. You're anti-vax. How in the hell do people think that's a thing? You're anti-vax, and what, that's supposed to be bad, dude? We're supposed to live our lives around frickin' Borla? And Borla told you straight up, My product sucks. It doesn't work. And here you are shilling, being a salesman for a product that your guru, Borla, says it doesn't work. And you're going round and round about how everybody's an anti-vaxxer. Oh, my goodness. Shut the hell up already. And that's what has to happen. These people need to be shouted down to the point that they're actually embarrassed. What a freaking moron to talk like this. What type of audience are you addressing here? A bunch of five-year-olds? And you're afraid because they don't want to believe the Holocaust now? Because it's the same mindset. It's the same ideology. It's the same logic, same reasoning. There's no difference in people who want to shove the Holocaust down your throat than people like this who want to shove this crap down your throat. Never mind, it's also idiotic on the face of it and impossible anyways. Oh, you, everybody, you're going to sacrifice your entire frickin' population to a stupid moron Borla who says his product does not work. And yet you want to genetically modify every single person? What is behind this? Is it what? I mean, literally, they're basically telling all of us, no humans shall survive this. We are going to eliminate the human race entirely. We want nothing but a genetically modified human 2.0. And we, whoever the hell we are, have decided this. And we got these morons with bug eyes telling us, we're going to absolutely get the whole country vaccinated. And if you're not, you're an anti-vaxxer. Well, that's the same thing as telling us we're an anti-Semite. It's the same thing as telling us we're a denier of the Holocaust. It's the same stupid logic. But because nobody shoved the Holocaust stuff back down people's throats, nobody shoved the idea of anti-Semites back down their throats, now the same logic has drifted down into something called anti-vaxxer. Listen, we should live in a world of competition, a free and fair and open market. Let the vaccines live, but if they cause anybody to die in a free and fair open market, they have liability coming towards them. We don't protect these frickin' morons. This should all end. It's fraud. Everything that is about this pandemic is based on a fraud. That means whatever that they put out there as far as quote-unquote sovereign immunity, that should be completely off the books. They engaged in fraud. Fraud vitiates all things. They should not be allowed to walk the streets. Their boards, their companies, their stock should be driven down into nothing. Their people arrested. Those behind this technology executed for creating biological weapons. That's where this should go. If you ever notice, the Daziks of the world and those within this mRNA community, the way they talk, it's all about biological weapons manufacturing. Everything about it, it's biological weapons manufacturing. They talk about, oh, well, you know, how will we get this to stick to the human so that it kills them easier or infects them easier? That's biological weapons manufacturing, man. It's not gain of function, it's biological weapons manufacturing. So why in the hell, as I said before, why aren't these people just completely droned out of existence? Why aren't their scientists completely rounded up and executed? We don't want this layer affecting us. Since we don't have this knowledge, there is no, oh, well, we need it to test for safety and efficacy. No, we need an open market. We need the full might of the human consciousness to battle for all of us. And we already have the tools. We have ivermectin. We have hydroxychloroquine. If you want to go more high tech, you've got the monoclonal antibodies. You've got other natural things happening out there in the world today. Why are we stopping literally all of our creative genius to support a moron, which is who Borla is? Borla, remember, he's so stupid, he created mad cow's disease. We're being led to our slaughter by a frickin' veterinarian. Do you understand that? Borla is a veterinarian. He is a Jew. Can you start to put veterinarian, Jew, and goyim and cattle together yet and understand it's really not that much more complicated than that? Think about it. It's not that much more complicated than that. We're looking at a guy who thinks humanity is something he can experiment on, just like he can go experiment on a pig, a cattle, who knows what, rabbits, rats, whatever. He doesn't care. Because this entire vaccine regimen is one giant human experiment. And by all measures, it has failed. Unless the purpose was to kill people and to give people virtually incurable and immense suffering and painful deaths, to raise people's illnesses due to immune function disorders, unless that is what you're measuring this against, these are complete failures. They do nothing to protect humanity. There's another issue. Words. How many of you are freaking sick and tired of the words protection and safety? Have you gotten sick of that yet? Does anybody need a bunch of Jewish companies to be out there providing safety and protection for everybody? Have you figured it out that basically the currency of a tyrant is your safety? And your protection and your willingness to allow them to provide that for you, because it's always the opposite. They're not going to provide you safety or protection. They're here to harm you and to destroy you. And that's the lesson of what's going on today. We are in the middle of an experiment that can wipe out 40, 50, 60, as the World Health Organization says, up to 70% of the human population. And nobody is, well, I shouldn't say nobody, but very few are saying a word about it. Everybody wants to pretend that, oh, it's just 2 weeks to slow the spread and just get our vaccines and do our part. Hell, half of you people that are taking two, three, if you've taken three, forget it. With all due respect, here, I'll tell you what, here, a lot of people aren't taking the third. A lot of people. A lot. I can guarantee for you, in the Philippines, a lot of people aren't vaccinated, even though they claim they are. How do I know that? Because they're in a lockdown. And the only ones allowed outside are the vaccinated. And guess what? There's nobody outside. And if you get caught outside and you're, quote unquote, not vaccinated, the penalties are immense. So guess what? There's nobody outside. That means nobody's fallen for this Jewish bullshit. Take that one to the bank. It's the Fetch inside the I Live. Back right after this.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand. It's about the men mixed. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. FreedomSlips.com. Number one listener supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for free association. When we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Has been taken. The blinders are off. Are we in the end game, or are we simply living a replay of a time that's already happened with no choices? Different people have different points of view. When it comes to creation versus evolution, my point of view, we were created to evolve. The Red Pill. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern in Studio B. www.freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. Check it out.
Thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Hey, all right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's The Fetch, Inside the Eye, live intelligent media for the politically aware. Again, For Saturday, January the 15th, 2022. We're going to go to the phones, but let's make it quick. Ray, make this quick, man. It's the Fetch. Go ahead. Okay, how about that? Okay, now we're live. Don't worry. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Perfect. Sorry about that. I'm breathing, huh? At least you could hear the breathing. That's good. All right. Thank you, Ray. Dead air for there, but it's corrected there. I can play the music again for you. Here, I'll play a little bit for you just so you can hear the bluegrass and just for the fun of it. See? All right. There you go. It's happy time. All right. We're going to cut that though. So thank you. Yeah. I had this button depressed because I was listening to something. Got to remember to undepress that thing. I don't want things going out to you, so I cut the button, and it only goes to my headphones. Anyway, thanks, Ray, for that. Let's see. What else is news? You know, the whole this week, you know, learning that some people don't like me so much, it's like it kind of semi-motivated me a little bit just to be a little bit more ornery than I might normally be. And so I just kept doing my research. It's been a good week. You know, lots of things happening out there between the OSHA mandate. For instance, the Supreme Court, you know, that big story in America. They're saying, okay, look, the states, the government, let's just say Biden cannot mandate that people take the vaccines. Okay. But you're still allowing corporations to force people to take a product to work for you? Seriously? If that happens, are these companies liable? I mean, how is this? It's a semi-win, and a lot of companies are dropping it. But I'll tell you what, any company that mandates this should be pretty much put out of business as far as I can see. Let's run out to the phones now. We got a little bit more time, except for I got to get that out of the way and say hi, 808 being awake. Hi, welcome to Inside the Eye Live.
Demo side greetings, Fetch.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for the clip. See, you made it to the show today. I think you sent that clip to me earlier, correct?
I don't think I did. No, I can't take credit for that.
The hospital clip? That's not you? The hospital clip, that wasn't you?
No, I stayed up pretty late, so I woke up late.
I thought that was coming from you. All right, sorry about that. But it was good. I played it earlier.
Yeah.
How have you been? Yes. You still under martial law?
Well, somewhat, yeah, in various forms. But I want to address the overarching issue, which is democide, and is something that our government is good at, and they're exercising it all over the world right now with varying degrees of success. So that's encouraging based upon the Supreme Court's ruling. Right?
Yeah.
They're not allowed to mandate the jab, except for healthcare workers and certain provisions for things that the federal government controls and regulates.
I talk to healthcare workers. I do talk to them because I'm familiar with them here. I've talked to a lot of Ministry of Health people in when I was teaching in the university system, and they tell me straight up, you know, Dennis, the feeling we get now, you know, we did our part with the first jab, and then they asked for two. Now they want the three, not just for them, but the whole country. They said, you know, we feel like they're exterminating us. That's the straight up answer that they say. We feel they're trying to exterminate us now.
Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Point of realization, right?
Not all of them believe that, but, you know, the first round, the compliance was 90 some odd percent. The second round, 80 something percent. The third round, the compliance is less than 45%.
Right.
And then
diminishing participation and diminishing returns.
Yeah. And then you get these notes in your email or whatever. Your contract renewal is linked to your third jab, and people are like, okay, whatever. We're not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally,
right.
They're just going to say, okay, send us home.
It's a self-defeating policy, right? Because presumably the vaccines are bad for us. They will, in fact, cause ill health or death, right? That's our premise. So if only the vaccinated are allowed to give us medical care, then eventually they'll be incapacitated and we won't have a healthcare system.
That's correct.
If that is our belief.
That's
so
correct.
So it's a self-defeating policy.
Yeah, in fact, I saw a very interesting handbook coming out of Venezuela. because when their economy was blown up, and again, these were all central banking machinations. Don't kid anybody. Their health system imploded. And so they've done a lot of research on the ingenuity of what was being done in Venezuela for the past few years in light of the fact that they had no medical industry anymore. And what we're learning is that human ingenuity is a beautiful thing. And they have come up with many fascinating, even self-help medical tricks to treat so many things that don't require doctors anymore. And these are issues that perhaps we need to start importing into the United States and start educating people and just implode the medical industry, because they're trying to kill people. Well, they're not trying. They are effectively killing people.
Yes. The democide feature, right? The overlaying component. Yeah. Well, you got to hand it to the resiliency of the Venezuelan people. You know, after all they've gone through, you know, I was reported at one time they were reduced to eating zoo animals, right? Maybe even a little cannibalism. Well, but looks like they're trying to set things right and get back on course.
Well, and it's something we're all going to have to do. I mean, let's be honest, America is occupied. You know, it's occupied. So, the government is not legitimate.
We are the aggressors and the bullies.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that forget the people of America. The government, the U.S. government is an occupation force. The CDC is a foreign power. Even if it's not a state player, it's still a foreign power, meaning linked to global corporations. The FDA is occupied. The Congress is occupied. The presidential seat is occupied. The vice president, everything about this government is illegitimate. It's a regime by any measurement.
Absolutely.
So,
it's designed to facilitate, you know, our destroyers, our destructors, right? That's what the government is. It doesn't facilitate the people.
Yeah. And I,
so, you know, it's, we're being, yeah, we're being run by half-brights who think they're right. And this is a result of the consequences.
Yeah, this
but
is,
we're learning. We're getting smarter, as the Venezuelans are.
This is central planning at its finest. And unfortunately, people are a little late to understand it. You know, such a great country. Yeah. America is such a great country with so much innovation, so much talent. Honestly, from all over the place. It doesn't matter necessarily if you want to get the racist, and I don't want to, but from all facets of our society, we have so much talent. And we're limiting ourselves to a Jewish company, one Jewish company, Pfizer, for something that is supposed to be this massive pandemic. Honestly, it just doesn't make sense.
Right. Because they don't see, enough people don't see the Jewish component or element as a threat. They think that it's the reverse, that Jews are being put upon and threatened and beat down, right? They still have, you know, that mentality, when in fact they are the aggressors and causing all the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So, I won't take up too much of your time, because I know people want to get in, but maybe you could touch on the what's going on in Eastern Europe and Putin's response. And I give great credit to the maturity and leadership of Vladimir Putin, and I wish him well, and I hope we do not succeed in trying to diminish Russia. So if you want to comment on that, that would be great.
Okay, that's probably something
I'll hang up.
All righty, thanks so much for that. That's 808 Free and Awake, everybody. Yeah, that's a big issue, what's going on in Ukraine, Kazakhstan. Essentially, as it's being described to me, and I cannot say I'm 100% accurate. I can't even say I'm 50% accurate. What I'm sharing with you is just something that makes sense to me. What this current Jewish regime in America is doing, and remember, this regime, the neocons and a lot of these former Russian Jewish expatriates that are now controlling so much of the American state apparatus. They have had it in for Russia since Glasnost, since the forming of the Russian Federation, since the destruction and implosion of the Soviet Union. And the borders have been collapsing around Russia ever since 1991. When Ukraine was taken over in the way it was a huge red flag to the Russian people. They voted to free themselves in Crimea. The idea that somehow Russia was going to give up Crimea to a criminal cabal in Washington run through the State Department, that's just nonsense. It was never going to happen. So Russia has Crimea. Now, the way it's being described to me is that this is almost like Russia's Cuban Missile Crisis. The U.S. keeps moving more and more offensive weaponry to surround Moscow, that the only response Russia has at this stage is virtually to dismantle the Ukrainian regime. Now, do we think Russia will unilaterally invade? I don't believe that will happen. I don't think it will work. It already appears that what happened in Kazakhstan is under control. The Russians are already starting to pull out of Kazakhstan. But by all indications, this current Jewish regime, and it is a Jewish regime that is running the United States right now, they are using the full force and might of the existing U.S. corporation to continue to assault and to go after the Russian Federation. They are doing it through Poland. They're doing it through the Baltic states. They're doing it now through Ukraine. The placement of missiles is one of the biggest concerns of Russia because basically it nullifies their air defense systems, their missile defense systems. We all know that the current Ukraine is an occupied country. It is essentially within the stranglehold of this current Jewish regime that is running the United States. They want to bring Ukraine into NATO. If they did that, that would even move the borders even closer to Moscow. And it would allow NATO to control a vast part of the territory that used to be traditional Russian territory. In some respects, it would be as if somehow the Russians were able to figure out a way to take away North Dakota, South Dakota, and parts of Minneapolis down into, let's say, down to Minneapolis, and they would then control this landmass. That would not settle well, too well with the American people, nor would it settle too well with the American government, nor should it. But that's the same type of concept that the current Jewish regime, and again, get your heads around this. This is a Jewish regime. I'll give you a case in point. In a 424-1 vote, this is some time ago, but not so long ago, the House overwhelmingly rejects white supremacy and white nationalism. And that was, if you recall, after Stephen King's racist, or it's just his comments. Now, I believe that went back to the Trump regime. Then we had another one. AIPAC is saying here, the 24-0 vote that is in the national security interest of the United States to maintain strong bipartisan support for Israel and to denounce and reject all attempts to delegitimize and deny Israel's right to exist. Again, 424-0 there, 424-1 in the other situation. What does that tell you? It tells you that America is controlled lock, stock, and barrel by Jewish political power. The idea that they passed the CARES Act, well, it was all intended because what? They knew what's coming down the pipeline. What's coming down the pipeline was a biological attack. What was then coming down the pipeline were the vaccines, which were going to aid a ton of Jewish companies, mainly Pfizer, AstraZeneca, etc., not to mention the money going off to Israel through Remdesivir. We are under a current Jewish regime, and that has to be understood. There's no other way to describe it. And when you look at these Jewish regimes, you ask yourself, gee, what really is going on? And what are they thinking? Well, to do that, you have to bore down into their synagogues. You have to listen to what the Jewish people are being taught. And what they're being taught is this idea that white America, heritage America, must be destroyed because we, in the minds of the Jewish people, are Amalek. And because of this, what has happened, and nobody gets it, is the Jewish people have begun a war against not just Americans, but all of Western civilization. See if I can get this thing to play okay.
Satan is the eternal enemy of our people, whose members found strength by making us suffer. Therefore, when the Lord your God grants you safety from all your enemies around you, in the land that the Lord your God is giving to you as a hereditary portion, you shall blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Do not forget. Our rabbinic sages parse these sentences and derive two distinct meanings. Blotting out the memory of Amalek is a military command, literally to destroy Amalek. Now facing today's Amalek, we are reminded that the Torah calls us not just to escape, but to extirpate Amalek. We are commanded to do real and literal battle against it. That means coming off the bench in the fight against white supremacy. It means putting our reputations and our money and our physical bodies on the line. But also so that we are ready to answer people with radically destructive and incoherent versions of history so that we can counter white supremacists.
Now, again, I played this Thursday, but I just wanted to play it again because we are under the bootstrap, or let's say the boot heel, or whatever you want to call it, of a Jewish regime. Now, this is a rabbi, American rabbi. He's literally telling you straight up, we are in a military war against Heritage America. He defines it as white supremacy, but that's everybody. If you disagree with Jews on anything, you're a white supremacist. If you disagree with Jews on anything, you're an anti-Semite. If you disagree with Jews on their idea of a multi-ethnic, multicultural world, and you want to maintain your cultural heritage and your cultural identity as a European-centric America, then you are considered to be Amalek. And here is this punk. And he's just one of probably thousands of rabbis. This is at what's called East End Temple, wherever that is, I don't know. But he's saying straight up, this is a military command to blot out white heritage Europeans, but he defines it as white supremacy. And then we see our Congress coming out and voting 424-1 to do what? To blot out white supremacy. Do people understand that this regime is against the American people yet? That this regime is an enemy of the American people? That the very real democide being done to the American people by Jewish companies, covered for by Jewish media companies, continued support from the Jewish community inside America, like this particular rabbi, they are literally calling for the genocide of the American people. And these are from his words. We aren't saying it. We're observing it. And these people need to be asked very serious questions. What did you mean when you Jews said that you want to commit murder against the American people? Because that's what Amalek is. You tell him you define Amalek and let us know how you Jews are really thinking about the American people. Because we can read between the lines. We understand how you've called us anti-Semite. We understand how you called us white supremacists. We look at your face and we see the scummy, evil nature of your culture. We see that you despise humanity. We see everything about you that says you are an enemy of the people of the United States. Let's go out to the phones real quick to the 909 area code. Hi, welcome to Inside the Eye Live.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead. I hope
I can
answer.
Do you think all these rabbis in the middle class communities throughout America have instructed the Jews that attend these synagogues in middle class America to not take the vaccination?
It would not surprise me at all. In fact, they've already come out. I think the Hasidic movement has already said, do not under any circumstances take the vaccine. From their highest religious authorities, they've been instructed not to take it.
So then would you not think that the Jews are conspiring, the middle-class Jews are conspiring to wage war on all white Christian Europeans that they live amongst?
That's exactly what he's saying. Because remember, white supremacy is Christian white America. Bottom line, that's how they view it. So he is literally saying in his synagogue, we need to wage war against Christian America. They just cloak it.
How is it that they are able to utilize free speech and call for the annihilation of white Christian Europeans, yet white Christian Europeans do not have that same privilege in their own country?
That is because, as Bongino would say, Jews have a sovereign nature inside of the United States. And they're the thing between Bongino and I is Bongino says they're entitled to these supranational rights. And I'm saying, no, they're not. They're calling for genocide against the American people. They should be hauled into court. They should have their assets frozen. They should be put in jail for 50, 60 years. Their children should be denied an education, just as these Jews want to push on everybody else. That's what separates a Bongino and a Fetch. That's why the Bonginos of the world don't like the Fetch, because we call it like it is.
Well, that's why Fetch doesn't have his own syndicated show coast to coast and is making hundreds of millions of dollars, basically, yeah.
Yeah, and he knows that. It's like, go screw yourself, buddy.
The Fetch doesn't pitch bullshit.
No, but this is just real, though. Really, at the end of the day, who is this frickin' rabbi to sit there and say, we must create adulterated forms of history so that their history is destroyed and their history will be on our lips and our lips only. So we're going to rewrite your history. Then you look at all the statues being torn down all across the country. He says we must put our money and our lives on the line to make this happen. Was that a Jewish guy that Rittenhouse shot? Two of them, three of them, they were putting their lives on the line to fight against Christian white America. That's what really happened.
They also
happened.
Said, like, incoherent, contorted history narratives, or,
yes,
you know, like, as if they're going to engineer the narrative.
That is correct. He's saying exactly that. That's being taught inside of Jewish America today. And they say, well, Fetch, you can't hate people. Dude, he's sitting in his synagogue as a leader of the frickin' synagogue, and that's what he has to say. And you want to get angry with me for raising this to everybody's attention? Especially
well,
in the
I
light.
I can understand that those of you in the independent media that are sticking your necks out don't like callers like me that have a sentiment and a psychology that says, fuck,
no,
screw
careful.
These Jews and wage war on them, right? They're waging war on us. It's taking place right now amongst us.
And we're out of time. Thank you for the call. Inside the Eye Live. See you Thursday. Inside the Eye Prime Time, 6 o'clock. Good night, everybody.
This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle, live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more.
Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies. Champion the natural way and natural law. Unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government. Reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio, Studio A, for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
Broadcasting live from the peak of Mount Warning, the most easterly point of Australia, tune in to the Free Manatee Radio Show with your host, Spread Love, every Monday, 6 a.m. EST. On the show each week, we discuss realistic solutions to help you observe rather than take part in the globalist agenda. We will dig into the past to find solutions for the future. We will discuss the wisdom of Ayurveda, the science of life, for techniques for understanding and achieving personal health and longevity. Please join us every Monday on Studio A, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Free Man...